Sure. Like
oh, three, sure. Two, one.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hey. Oh, I didn't call up the chat. Tom, I didn't call up the chat.
Call the chat up.
Hi,
everybody's
chat.
Saying hello. Hello,
oh,
everybody.
Gosh. Hello, everybody. I didn't have the chat up. Here I am like a douchebag over here, open in browser. Let's call up the chat.
All right.
Because we know for sure that this other isn't working.
All right.
Oh, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
I will be your Valentine, absolutely. Although today is today Galentine's Day?
Wait, is there a Galentine's Day?
Yeah, it's for ladies. It's ladies
is
night.
Is it Valentine's Day for ladies, though?
Maybe, I mean, but it's ladies treating other ladies nice.
So it's like lesbian Valentine's Day?
Gary will be anybody's Valentine, and he has an armadillo down his trousers over there. Hey, I don't know if people can see that. You know what's great about Gary is he genuinely does have some spandex on tonight, and he has an armadillo down his trousers.
Look at Gary go. Yeah. Gary is ready to party.
Gary's always ready to party, but Gary's tonight he's especially ready to party. Gary had some healthy mail. Oh, so I don't know. We're slowly getting some people in. Hello, everyone. Hello from Australia. Hello.
In Australia, it's already Valentine's Day.
Hey, you know, in Australia, it's also raining now, which is good.
They put out the fire with their cyclone that they had.
That seems sad.
Like mudslides and like, oh, God.
Hey, you know what we need, Ian? Can you make a poll for us? Because we have two chocolates we have to try.
We do.
Can you do one real quick?
We have
Would that
a million of these galaxy Certainly. Ones.
It's a strawpollme.com.
Can you do an Iowa caucus to decide?
Yeah. Hey, is there any
which
way we
one
could
we
caucus?
Do? All right. So, guys, here's what you got to do.
Unfortunately, you know.
Everybody download this app from Russia.
Download the app from Russia. And then people get to vote on that. All right. So, here's the two choices, Ian. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Côte d'Or, and it's Côte d'Or. It's a Belgian chocolate. And then the other one is Galaxy. Oh, it's Belgian. Yeah. Could be French. I don't know. Maybe there's an intermingling of spices.
Doesn't the Côte have an accent on the E?
It does. It has a C upwards. I'm going to hold it to
the
camera.
It has like an umlaut or something.
It has like
an
upwards-y carrot. It's a carrot. Ooh, carrot chocolate. That's delicious. And then the other one is Galaxy Caramel. And those are our two options. They're both not from this country. So people will get mad at us if we eat sweets from our country. So
somebody's saying you need Canadian whiskey for that Coke. Why would you want to ruin a Coke with Canadian whiskey?
This is a little baby cherry Coke.
It is.
Isn't that adorable? Cherry Coke is good. You like cherry Coke?
I fucking love cherry Coke. Actually, my favorite is cherry vanilla Coke.
Yeah. You know what's fucking money though? When you go to the Five Guys.
Yeah.
And they have that fucking device that just shits out whatever goddamn soda you've ever thought of in your life.
Yeah. And you just play mixy-matchy.
Oh my God, it's like fucking heaven. Like if I had one of those when I was a kid, I would have I'd have never left. I'd have found a fucking hole in it and crawled inside of it and lived inside of it like fucking Oliver Twist. Yeah.
Did you love I loved soda when I was a kid.
Me too.
My son, like when he goes to that thing, he's like, beep. Beep, beep. Like he's like puts like one little drop of every soda.
Yeah,
and it's this weird, like
it's a crazy concoction.
Green,
we call
orange,
it a suicide.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you can get those here. If you say, I want a suicide at one of the one of the things, they will just run it right down the taps. Run it all the way down. Yeah. There's a couple of places in Chicago, and I think one of them is the Wiener Circle.
Mud blood it for you?
Yeah, the Wiener Circle. They'll do it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll just take it right down.
Hot damn.
Yeah, and I used to do that when I was a kid. I'd go in and just do the stream across all of them. And it always tasted a lot like fruit punch because that fruit punch is so pungent.
It is super powerful. To me, it always just tastes like if there's root beer or Dr. Pepper in there, that stuff takes over too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like that whatever is in that shit is just like, that's what you taste now.
Absolutely.
That's it.
So we're going to run that poll for a little while. I want to talk for a second about that wonderful ad that Ian put in our show this last week. Did you hear the ad that Ian put in?
I didn't hear the ad. No,
hey, Ian, I'm going to play the ad that you put in, okay? Is that all right?
I missed the ad. Oh, because the show
the one you wrote for me?
Is that? I want to tell people the story behind that ad. So the ad happens around 45, something like that, Ian. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Tom and Cecil wanted me to let everyone know that
a great
Adam and Eve is having its big Valentine's Day special and that we should release an ad that's a little more sexy. So here it goes. Yeah. Do you like free stuff?
Yep.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Free stuff.
Keep going.
That is best, but free stuff that will ignite your Valentine's Day is even better. Check this out.
Sure.
When you go to adamandeve.com,
Okay. All right. So that's enough of that. We're gonna, if you want to hear it, like I said, it's amazing. About 44 minutes into the episode. I just wanted to commend Nia, Ian on that amazingly fucking well done ad. And I want to tell people how that ad got made, right? We have a person who contacts us from Adam and Eve, and they work for an ad agency, and they send the worst copy.
You can't read
their literally, copy. It's literally unreadable copy.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's how I know that is because Ian just read it aloud to you. All Ian did was read that aloud exactly, right? I'm not kidding, right, Ian? That's what you did. You read it aloud. That's all you did.
For the most part.
That's all he did. He added, now Ian, of course, is a funny guy and added some extra stuff and some really funny voc effects in there.
Right.
But for the most part, he literally just read that terrible copy out loud. And it was so, when I heard it, I thought, because what we did was we handed that commercial off to Ian because we had only recorded one of those Valentine's Day ones and we knew they needed a whole run of those Valentine's Day ones. So for the past couple of weeks, I just told Ian, I said, we forgot to record it. Can you do it? And he said, sure, no problem.
I listened to the patron version of the show. I never even knew these were happening.
I listened to the patron version too. I will say at the end of this commercial though, Ian, there's about 45 seconds of silence right afterwards. I don't know if that's intentional. I don't think it is. It's not intentional. What, can I ask you a question? So you're a Grammy winning recording artist.
I mean,
no, I just want to ask a question though. Just give me a second. Let me ask the question.
I love live
streams. Let me just ask, like when Beyonce asks you to put the Adam and Eve ad in, and part of the Adam and Eve ad is running over our voices, and part of the Adam and Eve ad has a giant long piece of silence afterwards. Does she still pay you?
No comment.
Okay. I just wanted to double check. Yeah.
We love Ian.
Yeah. And it's funny because someone here says, I needed the 45 seconds breath after I finished laughing. Yeah. No, it was really actually very funny. It was very funny. I mean, you know, the edit's totally fucked up and Ian fucked that up, but the rest of it is very good. I want to thank Ian for being part of the show and helping out there. That was
it's funny how many people on the stream right now are like, oh, being a patron, like I'm missing the great ads. Yeah. I don't want it to discourage anybody from being a patron. Like, we should put the ads someplace separate where they can come find them.
Yeah, after it's over, you could always upload the ad.
Upload them.
Yeah, just upload the ad if you can.
Separate.
Yeah, just upload it as the ad. I know that some people put them at the end of the other shows or whatever, but you could just upload the ad. If there's a funny ad that they want to hear, they can put it. We can put it on there as an extra. No problem.
Oh, that's great.
Excuse me. All right, so.
Where's the straw poll at? What are we eating? Galaxy?
Let me call it up. Post it again if you can, Ian. I'll vote.
See, so the picture does not look. Like, it looks kind of like that chocolate looks not appetizing.
It doesn't look great. I will say
like
that that is
chocolate.
That is not a great...
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not great. All right.
It's got those lines
so
in
here
it.
We go. I'm going to click on it. Which one do you want to eat, Tom?
I want to eat the Caramello. I mean, Galaxy.
Hold on. I just want to say out loud that this site has cookies. I don't know if you knew. I don't know if there's some way that I could tell you that, but this site
definitely
has cookies.
I wish I knew.
All right,
I could,
so Galaxy it is, right? Yeah. That's what we're voting for?
Oh, Galaxy.
Oh, it's Galaxy by a huge margin, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Galaxy is fucking winning hard right now. Okay.
Holy shit. These people want the door. Sorry, Carrie. Nobody's voting for it. I'm sorry.
Sorry. No. Yeah, Galaxy, right?
Yeah, Galaxy's the...
We don't have to eat them all, though, right? We have to eat like six candy
bars. You gotta eat seven or eight of them. So while we're here, Tom, I want to say there's a guy by the name of Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Jay is from Canada. Jay, I don't know if you're watching Jay. Jay just said it.
He is.
Jay just said,
did I get the package I sent?
Jay's on Facebook.
Okay.
Jay just said, did I get the package I sent? Jay, this is the package that Jay sent. I'm gonna get it. Hold on a second, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Holy fucking shit. Holy shit! Yarr! I sort of like cover myself.
You're fucking crazy, dude. Okay, first off.
What do we get?
Okay, so we got to go through some of this. Maple syrup cookies. We're going to have to try these on the stream. All right. Right, for sure.
Yeah, all right.
A thing called a cherry blossom that looks like a fucking, it looks like an abortion.
Oh, let me see that. I like these things.
So.
Okay.
There's a thing here called an aero bar, which looks like it doesn't have any kind of substance to it whatsoever.
Caramel.
Chip nuts. You want to try some chip nuts? Get those.
All right.
Now, there's a couple things in here, though, Jay, that you sent to us that we definitely have, but there's a lot that we don't. Cheesies. We do not have any cheesies.
Do you see these?
I don't have the Bigfoot.
Alan's Bigfoot.
We do have these. We do have the Sour Patch Kids. So we do have these. So this is one we don't have to try on the air.
Oh.
Original recipe, Mrs. Vicky's ketchup chips.
Oh, these I have. These I've had. These are good.
Ketchup chips. That sounds ketchup, so gross.
No, I won't eat those. No.
Yes, you will.
Damn it.
Crispy Crunch.
What is that?
More Bigfoots.
Oh, Bigfoot original. Not like Alan Bigfoot.
Coffee crisps and crunchy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Coffee crisps? That sounds appealing. What?
Caramel? How much money did you spend, Jay?
God damn, Jesus Christ. What is this?
You know what he probably... Oh, we have a Canadian flag. Oh, I'm going to be safe when I go to Russia this year. I'm just going to take that with me. Carry it.
Sorry, I'll boot it.
Here we go.
Hold up, Cecil.
Maple syrup candies. That's another thing. Perfect. That's dead on. Smarties. Now, these are... We have Smarties.
Yeah, but those look different.
These look different somehow. Jay, send us your snail mail. We are going to send you a couple shirts, okay? Send it to ian@dissonancepod.com, and we're going to send you some. All dressed.
Oh, just looking at the same thing. All dressed.
All dressed.
So do you have to undress these to eat them? I'm interested. I like this one.
Eat more.
Oh, dude. Score.
Oh, that is a score. We have scores, so it's not. Macintosh creamy toffee.
What the fuck? This is a crazy amount of stuff.
Fudgy cookies. You got us all this shit that I've never had before.
This is great. Except for, look at these Sour Patch Kids. They're like Maynard's. They're from Tool. They're Tool brand Tool. Sour Patch Kids.
Well, that's what he did. He started a winery and a Sour Patch Kittery. Just a Sour Patch.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And the last thing is...
Mini
eggs.
Twizzler nibs.
There's a letter in there, too.
Okay,
apparently.
Letter.
All right.
So I'm going to hand it over to you.
Wait, hold on a second. These are wine gummies. That's amazing.
Here we go, Tom. There's a letter from Jay.
Should I read it out loud in the air?
I don't know. Jay, should he read it out loud before you?
I'll screen it.
Okay, screen it real quick.
All right, I'll read it out loud. It seems fine. Glory Hole emailed you a little while ago wanting to send you some Canadian candy. Well, I went shopping and I decided to also include some salty snacks. Now, I don't know if everything is 100% Canadian here, but I'm fairly certain... Most of these are not available in the U.S. That's true. By far, most of these are not.
And I am dying to try these maple cream cookies.
Open them up. We try them right now. As you will no doubt see, I went a bit overboard. So by no means do I expect you to try all of this on one of the live streams. I just wanted to share. Feel free to do so with your families. I hope you enjoy. As for the t-shirt, you very generously offered in exchange. Well, I already have one of each from your shop. If you're willing, though, my friend Richard is a Citation listener. He gives Richard's information. If that doesn't work, it's okay. I did this without any expectation of a gift in return. A simple thank you will do.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
I'll send your buddy a shirt. Do you have a mug, Jay?
Post it on the thing,
and if you don't, we can give you a mug. So you can at least get a Citation Needed mug. Presuming you listen to Citation Needed. All right, here we go. All right.
Give me a cookie.
Hold on, I gotta get them out of here.
Yeah. Canadian.
Oh my God, does it smell like fucking maple syrup? Holy shit. Jesus fuck. That smells like maple syrup. Oh, they're so adorable too. They're so fucking Canadian.
God damn.
All right, here goes.
Do we have to eat this on a snowmobile or something?
Let's just smell it.
Holy shit.
It smells like the cereal. Do you remember the maple syrup?
That's a little aggressive, yeah.
It's aggressive.
That's really good.
I like it.
That's a really shockingly good cookie.
You don't have a mug or you don't want a mug? No mug doesn't answer my question, Jay.
Wow, goddamn, that's a great cookie.
That's a great cookie, though. Tom and I are going to have to wrestle over the rest of these cookies.
Holy
for later.
Shit.
All right, I can't eat any more cookies, though, because we have to try a Galaxy bar, I think.
All right. Oh. That's really good.
I just got a message from my wife to tell me what I need to bring home from that.
Did you really?
I genuinely got arrested from my wife. She's like, bring me home some of this and this. And I, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Hold on. Where's that thing? I gotta see where the votes are. Where's that straw poll at?
All right, why you do that?
Because I'm pretty sure that the Carmelo won.
Yeah. Hit results there.
Yeah, it's fucking right. Crushing it. There's no, right, there's nothing.
We try it?
Yeah. All right, guys. So here we go. So this is a Galaxy Bar from Ireland. And this is from Ireland. Well, I'll grab it. You can just,
okay.
Yeah. So Ireland, this was on Amazon.
Okay.
Because Amazon sells like 15 of them or whatever. So it tastes like a Carmelo.
It is literally identical to a Carmelo.
I can't tell you.
But that's not a bad thing. No. Carmelo is a money candy bar.
It literally tastes exactly like. I might want to try to do a blind taste test. The tough part is that it's a different shape.
Different shapes, you'd know. Yep. It's a good candy bar, though.
That shit is amazing. Those cookies are,
yeah.
These cookies are money. That Carmelo is great. Look, Galaxy's good. It's a good candy bar.
I'm excited about this cookie.
It's a good candy bar, but this cookie's fucking money.
I had low expectations because like a lot of times that shit would be oversweet, but that tastes like.
This is a perfect cookie.
Yeah. You know what? It tastes like.
On our cookie thing.
Graham cracker.
On our cookie thing, this would be an S.
Yeah.
This would be an S tier cookie. Yeah. This would be an S tier cookie.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, it's fucking money. It's a money cookie.
So good.
All right. Speaking of,
Can we do a tier listing of all the stuff people send us?
Oh my, there's so much of it.
Ian, you saw how much is here. There's no way we can't even do a tier list of that stuff.
I can't. Like, this is gonna take like 2 days.
I will say, we should save some of this stuff and try it on stream though. For sure,
we should some of it. Yeah.
So some of it we should save because there's a couple things in here that are super awesome that I really want to try. So yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah,
thank you
so
much.
Nice of you, man.
It was so nice of you to do. Thank you so much.
That's great.
And it was, when I picked it up downstairs, I laughed. I said, oh my gosh, is this the person from Canada who's going to send all that stuff to us?
Right.
And so I laughed and I didn't open it until I got into the studio. And then I never dug through it. I just opened it.
I didn't see it
until
you dug it.
And then left it alone. That's how much stuff was in there.
It's so much stuff.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to do a story. And it is not a Trump story. We already covered that on our other show. We're actually going to do a Dave Dobenmeyer story.
This story is fucking everything.
Let's do this one. Right. This audio is better.
This is from Right Wing Watch. Did the Super Bowl halftime show open a portal and infect Dave Dobenmeyer with a demonic virus?
Did you see that he made it to the Colbert Report? Or not the Colbert Report, the Colbert Show?
What?
Yeah, they played, I don't know that they played a clip of him, but they got a guy to act like him.
What?
On screen and do a fake Dave Dobenmeyer thing. No shit.
I know that he was the keynote speaker at, like, I think he's in North Carolina, and he was the keynote speaker at the RNC convention in North Carolina. The fucking keynote.
He's not a small name.
He's not nobody. Like, he's as not, much as we yeah. make fun of his stupid past yeah. assault show.
Yeah, he's not a small
like,
name.
Yeah.
All right, so here's Dave. Without his goatee.
He looks... weird. God, he looks so much older. He looks like Gollum with a hat on.
He doesn't look great. That's for sure. He doesn't look great. He looks like a badly made puppet. That's what he looks like. All right. So
he's Play-Doh, man. He looks like fucking Play-Doh.
All right. So let's play this. This is Dave from his show, Pass the Nuts or whatever. Yeah, we know.
What if there's a spirit that accompanies the visual of a pornography?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So he is talking about the halftime show. He's very upset about the Shakira J-Lo halftime show.
Yep.
Not a fan.
No. Well, that's actually, I think, inaccurate. I think he really liked that show. I think he is.
I really like that show.
He is way more invested in his feelings about that show, yeah. particularly his pants feelings
yeah. Yeah.
about that show than everybody else.
For sure.
Yeah.
What if that opens us up dare I say it, what do they call it, a portal, Randy? A threshold? What if just sitting in the spiritual realm I'm talking about now, folks, listen, the natural world, they're not going to understand this.
We're in the natural world.
Where the fuck are you, dude? You're in a fake stadium.
Right.
What the fuck, you?
Who does he think he's talking to?
You're in a green screen.
I know. Look, they're not going to understand this. Well, then why would you tell it to us then? why would you waste your time singing to a pig, stupid?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think he thinks for some reason that these people all understand him and they're all in the same
wavelength. Oh, and it's just us.
And like, it's just the other people, the interlopers, the people who are paying attention to it on Right Wing Watch won't get it.
Yeah. I love, too, when he starts off like, well, what if? And you're like, now you're just going to fucking say some crazy shit that like, well, what if when you watch pornography, a hippopotamus somewhere smokes a cigarette? You're like, well, what if it does? Like, but you know what? It probably doesn't. I don't know. I can't see all the hippos at the same time I'm jerking off to porn. But I'm pretty confident that's not happening.
I'll be honest, I kind of have a hippo smoking fetish. So I've seen a lot of that. So,
yeah, 10 out of 10 times, for my angle.
I have a browser tab dedicated to hippo smoking. So
no, I just want a hippo in a bikini smoking a cigarette t-shirt.
It's two. It's hippo smoking and hippos painting their nails. Those are the two that just get me going, let me tell you. Yeah.
Get it? Okay. Those of us who have eyes to see, let us see. Let us see and understand.
Okay, go.
What if sitting in there watching that soft pornography dance?
Oh my God, you're such a fucking prude. Jesus Christ.
That's the softest pornography.
Are you kidding me right now? What does this guy do when he goes to a beach?
He fucking loses his mind.
Jesus, does he just ejaculate everywhere and run away screaming and crying?
Does this guy have a smartphone?
Has he never looked at anything at all, period?
Has he never had Cinemax, for God's sake? It's have you watched one episode of Californication?
But it's not even that. It's not even that, though. Granted, don't get me wrong. There is soft porn that you can see on those places. Right, yeah. This is not that.
No, that's your whole point, right? This isn't even a little bit of a chubby porn.
No.
Like, this isn't even a semi. Things aren't even unfurling yet.
This isn't something I would have accidentally recorded as a kid for later spank material.
This isn't even the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this is just, it's not, this isn't
this even,
is nothing.
This doesn't even register on the spank bank.
It's across our TVs. What if there's a spiritual component to that? What if there's something that comes through out of my screen?
What is going to come through out of your screen? Is she going to squirt on you? What's going to happen?
Every time I watch this pornography, something just comes out. It just shoots right out of there. Like, okay.
Yeah. That
you're
is
just okay. Someone needs to birds and the bees this guy. Just one time. All right. Here's how it works.
Okay. Tom, let's say they come up with the squirtivision. Do you buy it or do you pass? Do you pass on the squirtivision?
I pass pretty hard on squirtivision. Like, you know, just for the awkward, no.
You don't want smell-o-vision.
No.
You don't want squirtivision.
No.
Ian, squirtivision, yes or no?
Yeah,
yay or
no.
Or nay on the squirtivision?
No, thank you.
chat.
Straw poll, squirtivision, yay or nay?
Chat, squirtivision? Are we doing squirtivision? Who would buy the squirtivision? We gotta check this out in chat. I'm sure chat knows. Nay.
Nay. Nay. Hard nay. No thanks.
No thanks. Hell yes.
Zachary's going to be an investor.
Beam me up, Squirty. Here's another one we got there. Yeah.
No.
As someone getting a VR headset, no thank you, please. That's what you need is a VR set with misters. It is constantly, it's got a fan with misters on it. It's like you're in a stadium.
Like you're at Universal Studios, just like, whoa, whoa.
And then you drop down a little and you feel like you fell into it.
That's a whoa. I'm all up in there. That's a little more real than I thought.
Oh, someone said semen in my latte, please.
Ben, I am into it. Robert, hard yes. Porn and shower in one package.
Use the Goops candle, because it already smells like what's her face's crotch. So
that is the craziest shit. She has a crotch candle.
Crotch candle.
Who fuck? And they're sold out. They were sold out, Cecil.
Hey, man, there's a gamer chick who sells her bathwater. Okay. Crotch candle doesn't surprise me at all.
You're right.
Hey, right wing watch, Kyle, you're laughing right now. Yeah, you're getting ready to make a video right now. So, man, I can really.
We don't have to make a video. You're the video.
You literally don't even have to say that out loud anymore. You know when they're going to do it.
Right.
Well, see, it isn't for you because you're lost, brother. You're absolutely profoundly lost. So you're not going to understand it.
His neck waddle is mesmerizing.
It really is. You know, to be honest, I wasn't sure if I was looking at a J-Lo pooch or looking at his.
Like, it's like he's kind of got that three thing going.
Really
it's like
does.
Newton's cradling back
he really
and forth.
Does. Like, if he had clothing over it, it would look like a camel toe.
I would.
The show going to get it. Hey, Mark, what if there's some waves? What if there's something that comes off of that video?
The vagina?
Can somebody explain to me why pornography is so addictive? What is going on?
He is just externally.
That's projecting,
he's just like,
I think.
Yeah, right.
I'm feeling like that's projecting.
I can't stop watching porn.
Here's the thing about pornography. You jerk it and you jerk it and you jerk it and you watch it some more and then you jerk it and you jerk it. How about you guys, huh? Right? What about you out there? Jerking it,
and
watching
your wife
it, jerking
leaves
it.
You and you don't even care. And you're just like, you're standing in your front yard. You're jerking it while you're mowing the lawn. You can't ever stop. Pornography. Am I right, guys?
It's got
probably
LTE
demons.
Coverage.
Probably demons.
Almost certainly the demons. Not your own weak ass self-control. Right?
What is so addictive about pornography? So here comes some little guy, and there comes J-Lo's crotch. What if there's something, waves or something, some force that comes off of that?
Comes off of her crotch?
There is a force that comes off of her crotch, I guarantee it. Yeah, almost certainly.
Holy shit.
That's fucking amazing.
What if there's a force coming off of her crotch, and I'm mesmerized by that sweet J-Lo.
What if it is like the force? She could just choke people and lift them up in the air. She grabs a lightsaber out of the air and just goes right in there. You know, and if you want a lightsaber to go in there, all you have to do is go to adamandeve.com, type in Glory at checkout. You get a bunch of free stuff. And once in a while, Ian will read it to you and then leave 45 seconds of bare silence afterwards. Right, Ian? Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey, coach.
What do they call that stuff? Dopamine?
What if she's shooting dopamine?
One of her crotch is like a dopamine squirt gun. And she's like, boom, boom,
it's
boom,
a shotgun.
Boom, dopamine.
It's a shotgun. All she does is rubber abs to load it. Get the fuck out of here.
This guy's knowledge of just life, everything is so rudimentary. You know what I mean? Idiots. Like, it's just so, like, he's, like, heard of a word.
Look at him.
I know.
It's a perfect shot of him. You got to get the shot on you. You got to get... That's a perfect
he
shot
He looks so
of him.
Good.
Oh, he looks amazing.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks like when J-Lo shoots her, what is it, dopamine
out of her crotch.
That's what happens. This is your face on dopamine.
Unleashes something in my brain. What if it's like really and truly?
What if she's a hot woman and that does do that because she's a beautiful woman. And when you see beauty, you immediately look at it and think, wow, that's great looking. What?
He's like freaked out by being sexually attracted to something.
By fucking evolution.
Right. He's just like, what if my brain likes attractive ladies? Wow. Yeah, I mean, it took you 65 fucking years to figure that out.
Shit.
What was high school like for Coach Dave?
He's always slamming his dick in a locker because it's fucking rock hard all the time.
I don't know what. No, sad. Just praying over it all the time.
He's got a tattooed Mr. Yuck on the head.
Me with a virus. What if it is really like that, see? And we don't get it.
Crazy.
Let me tell you something, Coach.
At.
You don't get it.
Yeah,
you don't get it.
You very clearly are not getting enough.
Oh, God, that's fucking amazing. Do you want to watch the other one, too? Okay, chat, we have a choice. We can watch another Dave Dobenmeyer talking about it, or we can watch Hank Kunerman. So you guys make your decision. Hank Kunerman is the guy. He's going to be doing a prayer. So it's your choice. You guys make up the decision.
Coach is just going to be talking about the halftime show again, this time about suing them for $867
trillion. Yeah, he's going to be talking about actually suing them next time. So make a decision.
Let us know what you guys want.
If it's going to be more Coach or if it's going to be Hank. Coach or Hank. There we go.
Oh, those we got a thing.
Those are your options. I was shocked that he wound up being on fucking Colbert, though. I couldn't believe it.
I wouldn't think he would get that kind of coverage. Yeah. That's kind of amazing. That we get that.
Everybody's saying Hank.
Yeah,
my
I think
God.
People.
A couple coaches, but mostly.
Well, Jason
Hank.
Says Hank, and Jason sent us cookies.
Yeah, a lot of Hank. Okay, so I do want to say real quick before we move off the coach thing, you know, what the fuck is his final end game? Does he want the fucking Christian Sharia smart frock, which is the, you know, the frock that all those dumpy women wear that, you know, buttons up past their fucking eyeballs and below their feet and they're just in a fucking giant onesie or whatever and you can't see a goddamn speck of skin.
Almost certainly.
Because it's no different than the way in which the Muslim treat their women, right?
Right.
Where they put them
same
in a sack
thing.
Or whatever. Yeah. It's the same thing. You're basically saying the same thing. I can't control myself. So it's on you, ladies, to do something to make sure I'm not fucking tempted by you.
Well, yeah, and I think a guy like that, he is afraid of any expression of female sexual power.
Yeah.
Because any expression of female power is inherently power he doesn't have. So as soon as women have power and they have specifically sexual power, guys like this are going to want to rein that in because they're going to see that. They're going to be afraid of it.
Sure.
They're going to realize that they're subject to that power.
Sure.
And they never want to be subject to a woman's power.
That's true. Yeah. I do want to talk to stream real quick. How has the stream been tonight? Have we run into any problems? Has there been any dips? Any
freezes?
Some
changes.
We made some changes tonight. And while we're doing that, I want to tell a story. So before we continue on, I want to tell a story about Comcast. Comcast was the people who were providing our internet here in the studio for a long time. Comcast was having an issue. We've been having problems with our stream.
Yep.
Our stream has kept on dropping. There would be we'd be playing fine for a while and then it would drop. We have been paying Comcast for the last couple months almost $500 a month for internet here in the studio because it's a business account. You can't get a home account at the studio. The studio is in a business park and business building.
Right.
So they won't let you have a regular. So we have to get a business account. And in order to get it the speeds we wanted, we had to update our speed. So we're paying an immense amount of money.
Huge amount.
Way more than Tom and I's internet after both and I, our internet at home is
our
cheaper.
Internet combined.
Combined
is cheaper.
So it's an immense, immense amount of money.
Yep.
So we wind up paying them and it keeps fucking up. And Ian keeps telling us it's not anything in the studio that's doing this. It's clearly something wrong with the ISP. So I call the internet service provider. They come out. They start working on the internet. The guy comes out for 2.5 hours. Ian's on the phone and I'm here in the studio. He worked on every single piece of the wire that is in our studio and on the way down all the way. He says to me, there's nothing wrong with any of the stuff inside at all. Nothing whatsoever wrong with any of the stuff inside the building. This is an outside the building problem. And I said, so what do we do? And he said, I have to call a line tech. I'm going to get a line tech. Line tech's going to come out and they're going to fix the problem. I said, okay, cool. I wait a week. The internet is still as shitty as it always was. It's intermittent. Basically, the problem is that our internet is intermittent. It's bursting fast for a moment and then shuts down. And then bursting fast and shuts down and bursting fast and shuts down. It keeps doing it over and over and over and over again. So Ian says, well, why don't we try to run the stream, a test stream, off of your phone? Let's just see what happens if you run it off your phone. So what we're running right now is that fast computer is shitting the stream out to you guys on an LTE network. It's not running through Comcast. Comcast isn't touching
Comcast
any of this.
Comcast can't do it.
Comcast can't do it. It's running basically off a cell phone. That's what's running that. And it's 100,000 times better than anything Comcast was producing for us. So I called Comcast to ask them, when are you going to come out? When are you going to fix this thing? They say, well, we need to send a tech out. And I said, well, what do you have to send a tech out for? And the person I was talking to was like a brick wall. I literally couldn't even get through to him. So I said, fine, send a tech out. And then I kind of got mad. I thought about it for a day. And I got a little mad about it. I was like, why the fuck do you have to send a tech out to do the exact same thing you've already done? You've essentially done all the same stuff.
Right.
So I get to the office in the morning and I say, you know what? I'm going to call him and talk to him. I get on the phone and I say, hey, Comcast, I don't want you to send a tech out because I don't want the tech to come out and do the exact same thing that they've already done right. for 2.5 hours and waste my time and know that it's something outside. I said, why don't you guys fix the outside line? And the lady started yelling at me on the phone, telling me it's my fault that they're coming out. And I said, well, it's not my fault. Your line is broken. And she said, our line is fine. Your internet is fine. I can send a tech out if you want. And I said, well, you're saying my internet's fine, but I know it's not fine. She's like, it's fine. And I said, well, then what can you do? And she said, well, I can send a tech out. And I said, so you're going to send a tech out to do the exact same thing? And she said, yeah. And I said, why? She's like, because your internet's fine. And I said, cancel my call, 100% right. canceled it. We downgraded our internet. Yep. We are now, right now. And then I tweeted out at Comcast, right? So I right. tweeted at Comcast to tell them how terrible their service was. Immediately, because we have like 15,000 people that follow us on Twitter, immediately they get back to me within 30 minutes.
Yep.
DM these people right away. So I DM'd them just to see what would happen.
Right.
We're not interested in using Comcast anymore because they suck my fucking left nut. And I fucking hate that company. And I hope fucking they just dissolve tonight and no one would ever care. No one would ever.
Nobody
in the world would look into the world wistfully with a tear in their eye wanting Comcast to come back. But anyway, these motherfuckers, I DM them. I was like, fine, I'll fucking DM Comcast sure, cares. Right. Sure thing. So I DM them and they asked for my information. I gave them my information. They come back to me and they say,
we can send a tech.
I'm really sorry about your service. I see that you've been with us for a while. We can send a tech out. And I said, you're fucking kidding me, right? I literally told you this whole story about how that was your fucking solution and that's not the solution. So I sent him a message back and I said, look, you can send a tech wherever you want. I am not going to be in my office. You could send a tech anywhere. I don't care. Wherever the tech goes, that's on you. I said, you could talk to the tech that came to my business and he could tell you stories. He could regale you with the tale of what happened. But I am literally never sitting in my office waiting for your dumb asses to reset my fucking modem
right.
six oh fucking God. Times in a row.
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
Yep.
I was so tempted tonight to run a shitty, terrible fucking stream that just kept crashing and having a fucking internet proudly fucking presented by Comcast on there with a running fucking tally of how many times it crashed because we ran into obstacle after obstacle and it was all internet yep. service provider. It's running fucking rock solid right now.
Off so, a cell phone connection.
So put the camera on me real quick, Ian. Just put it on me if you can. Just me. This one's for you, Comcast. Go fuck yourself. I want to disintegrate every relationship I have with you. I hate you with the fucking heat of 1,000 burning suns. Die in a fire. Thank you. I'm done. Rant done. Okay.
But at least we've solved the problem.
We have. And it's fucking running off a cell phone, for Christ's sakes. It's yeah. running off a cell phone, and it's rock solid, and it's faster service than we ever got okay. with a hard line. That we paid $500 a month for. $500 a month.
Okay. All right. I can see
it's $10, Tom.
Yes, I know. It's a 50. I was going to say. We are spending 1/50th of the price, though, to get better service.
It's fucking $10.
Yeah, and they were super fucking nice to you when you went
That's
to buy
the other
it.
Thing, too. When I yeah. went into fucking Verizon, those dudes were sweet as pie.
Yeah.
They had me in and out of there. They were like, oh, we can set you up with this or this or this. And you know what? To save you money, instead of going on a business account, let's put it on your personal account because you probably won't see much savings with a business account anyway and this and this and that. And they just,
yeah.
$10 extra a month and I bought a device. That yeah. was it. That was the entirety of it.
Yeah.
That was it. Fucking assholes. Fuck you. And you know, the problem is that they got a fucking monopoly and that's their fucking problem is they fucking run everything. There's no other option
there's
here.
There's no other.
In option. Chicago, on this block that we're on, there is no RCN, which is the other competitor yep. in Chicago. I can't get RCN here. And the only internet we can get from AT&T is DSL and the tower's too far away. So our DSL signal, the most they're going to charge us is $60 a month, but it's a shitty signal that was like, you can download a gigabyte in about an hour. I was thinking to myself, well, that'll be useless. Thanks. The internet is way faster. Verizon is way better so far. So hearty face to Verizon. Fuck Comcast.
We did have the option to, just to be fair, we did have the option of paying Comcast to run the fiber to our building. They would run fiber to us, but we would have to pay for their infrastructure to run it to the building.
And how much was the fiber a month?
Oh, the fiber was $1,000.
It was $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month.
We pay the cost of bringing the
And we have to pay them to bring it into our building.
Right.
Fuck you, Comcast. Yep. Die in a fire. All right, we're going to play Hank, and then we're going to bounce.
All right.
This is Hank. He's just praying. Hank, God will protect us from the coronavirus. So this is a coronavirus piece. I'm fucking sweating. I'm so mad.
You're so mad, man. So mad.
Fuck those people. Fucking assholes.
Listen to the words that I speak to you at this moment, says the living God.
Why would he say it that way? Well, like, can he say it more awkwardly?
Right? That's both awkward phrasing and weirdly like redundant. I think if God's talking, you're fucking paying attention.
It's way better than that.
Right?
It better be better than it, because if that's what God sounds like, fuck you, God. Yeah, I don't want to talk to you.
Well, like, God is like, okay, I'm going to need your attention. Like, okay, God is actually having a conversation with me. Most of the time, it's just me drowning in a car, like, under, like,
exactly.
Please help me. And nobody helps. Yeah. Like, I would like one conversation just to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got my attention.
Why do you fear, United States? For I have spoken.
Oh, God, I hate how they're standing.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so cringed out by the fact that they're all standing in the audience, slow swaying to this music.
They're
like a fucking awkward high school dance.
I know, right?
Nobody wants to ask anybody else to dance, but they're all kind of swaying.
They're swaying and they're like, I'm gonna touch your butt.
Did you ever go to the high school dances when you were a kid?
I never went to a high school dance. No, yeah. I never went to a high school dance.
I went to junior high and high school dances until about sophomore year. And then I got too cool for it. And I didn't go anymore.
I went to the middle school dance. I don't fucking remember, like seventh or eighth grade, whichever one, like where like a girl asked you to the dance or whatever.
Oh, I see.
So it was a girl asked me to dance. I'm like, yeah, I'll go to the dance. I wore a string tie.
Nice.
Because I was 12.
String tie is fucking baller.
I didn't know how to tie a tie.
You still don't. So.
I can YouTube that shit. Thank you. Actually,
you
know what's funny about that?
Sometimes you forget.
It's funny about that is like, I tie a tie 99 times out of 100, no problem. Every once in a while, I go start tying, I forget how to tie a tie.
Your body just like, I'm just like the information.
And then my brain's just like, no.
It's download update, please.
Right. I was interviewing somebody the other day, and he was a very qualified candidate, and he was a very nice guy, and he's sitting across from me, and the whole time he's talking, and he's got a resume, and he's like, he so should get this job, and I still might give him the job, and I'm talking to him, and my brain, I'm just like, who tied your tie? Who tied your tie? Who tied your tie? Because he like, his tie was all like shitty
and all
crooked. But I'm just like, you don't even have to wear one when you get here. Like, if I hire you, you'll never wear one again.
Never wear one again.
But the whole time he's talking, I'm like, I'm going to reach over and fix your tie. Oh, you look terrible.
I spoke to you before, and I speak to you again.
These people are getting their coats
leaving.
On.
They're leaving.
It's like, it's like what you do when you're, when you know, like, they're on the last piece of the movie. And you start putting your clothes on because you know it's the denouement or whatever it is.
Right?
The denouement or whatever, where they're like.
It's like the last piece of the last inning of the ball game. Like you're winning like 6-0.
Where they're like, oh,
score would be.
And we know for sure it's the climax is over.
Right.
And now it's the slope down and I'm going to slowly put my coat on. Because as soon as the credits hit, I'm going to run out the fucking door like Sonic the Hedgehog. Collecting rings.
They have extended and opened a window of mercy to this nation at this time. Therefore, the virus that they speak of, the prognostication.
God is such a stuttering fucking idiot.
God has no idea what he's going to say word
God's
for word.
God's terrible.
Just this is like listening to this guy make up prayers on the spot is an atrocity.
Could you imagine reading this memo? No one would write this down. Because it's constantly repeating itself. It's the worst.
Yeah. And he's doing that thing. It's like, in the first paragraph of my essay, I will prove to you the following thing. You know, like, and you're just like, oh my God, just fucking prove it to
Webster's defines coronavirus as.
Right.
The diagnosis, the fear, my mercy.
I'm going to yell about my mercy
now
to you.
Now he's just saying things, though. None of those things had the diagnosis, the fear, my mercy. None of those things have anything to do with
potato
one another.
Potato chip pancakes and an elephant. Like, okay. All right. You're out of stuff to say. Yeah.
It's the quarantine that shall be greater than what they have spoken to you, United. States.
What does that mean?
No,
we got to listen to all that and fucking, because we stopped it, and it's just too good to listen to all together.
Okay.
That they speak of. So the prognostication.
The prognostication.
The diagnosis.
Diagnosis.
The fear.
Fear.
My mercy.
Your mercy.
Is the quarantine.
Your mercy is the quarantine?
That shall be greater than what they have spoken to you, United States.
Wait, so your mercy isolates people so that they don't get the disease, or they already have the disease and then they...
No, I think we're not going to get... I don't... I think we're not
going
to get...
You powered down there for a second. You sort of went burr, and you sort of dropped a little bit. Yeah, it's like a Comcast drop right there. You just had a frame drop.
Send a tech out.
And because of the administration that stands in this land, who honor me,
God, it's so disappointing.
Who honor the covenants
so
of your forefathers.
Am I supposed to believe that he is right now voice boxing God directly?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to start beatboxing a second for God.
So just
be
to be clear,
that would be fucking amazing. Hank, if you're, I know you're a fan, Hank, if you're watching, the next time you're just fucking winging a prayer, literally winging a prayer. Do a little, just drop a little beatbox for me, dude.
Yeah.
Hook a brother up.
He just like throws some cardboard down and starts breakdancing too. Just like,
amazing.
Here we go.
Oh, if he starts rapping this, I would love it so much. That would be, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Awkward
white guy rap this. This would be fucking.
Awkward white guy Christian rap is the fucking best shit in the world.
It genuinely is amazing.
That is the best
shit. Genuinely amazing. Yeah.
I would love nothing more than to be like, God's talking to me. And he's like, all right, I got a message. You got to repeat it back there. Be like, all right, hit me up. And then his message is just fucking like 20 minutes of gibberish. And I'm like, do I got to take notes? I got to remember all this shit. Like if somebody gives me Cecil, if I stop at a gas station, I'm like, I need directions to the whatever. And they're two steps. They give me more than two steps. I'm like, I'm basically lost forever. Like, I'll just crawl under my car and die. There's no way I would remember
that. My dad was a truck driver. So for years and years and years, whenever I would ask him about anything, he would never... My dad also gave me landmarks, too. So he would never tell you... He would never say, turn on this street.
Oh, my God.
He would say, okay, so there's a burned down McDonald's.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Guarantee it every time. That was the way my dad gave directions. So my dad... And my dad would tell you the streets if he thought it would help. But he knew you probably weren't going to remember the names of the streets because you needed to remember five, six, or seven streets. So he'd give you landmarks instead. Right. And it really wasn't bad, but it was hilarious to hear his landmarks because they were always really odd and weird things.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's a bum Gatorade on the corner. Bottle full of piss.
There's a bum on the corner. He's going to try to sell you crack. Just drive slow pretty quickly through there. It was really funny.
Now, if you want the crack, you can bargain with that guy. It's Crazy
Absolutely.
Larry. He's going to hit you for 30. You can get it for 15.
Constitution. And because they have aligned themselves with Israel.
What?
And because... They have sided on the right side of life.
Always look on the right side of life.
Why did he pronounce Israel like Azrael from like the Smurfs cat? Are we just aligned with the
Azrael.
Smurfs cat?
That would be awesome,
right?
I would be.
I could get down with the Smurf cat more than Israel.
Absolutely sell a nuclear weapon.
Sell a nuclear weapon to the Smurfs cat?
Sell it. Tanks and fucking Scud missiles or whatever.
Like 11 countries converge on Gargamel at the same time. And
Gargamel
their
kicks
ass.
Their ass.
Womb. Life given outside of the womb. Therefore, I give life to this nation and I give mercy. Do not fear.
I will say, I love that shirt. I like that shirt a lot. I want to get one with just the white collar on. I think that looks cool.
He's not a bad dresser.
Not a bad dresser.
Neither
not
is
bad
Jim
dresser.
Baker, to be
not
fair.
A bad dresser.
Jim
yeah.
Baker's got a good suit.
Yeah, although Jim Baker sometimes will wear like the fucking Mac Daddy, the fucking the nursing home suits that look a little weird.
Yeah, he does sometimes.
On occasion.
Yeah. Sometimes he looks pretty
like
natty.
The baby blue ones. Where you're, I don't know about that.
This
like
virus is the spirit of God.
So let me rephrase. Let me paraphrase.
Yeah, let's see if we can figure it out.
So what he basically said is God came down and said, look, fuck China.
It's a Smurf war. Smurf war instead of
it kind of looks
like
Charlie
it.
Sheen.
It's good.
I love that the message here is like, fuck China. They deserve it. America doesn't get this virus.
Yeah.
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 I'm supposed to feel good about that. I'm supposed to be like, you know what? You got a good point. Fuck those little Chinese kids that are dying. Yeah, they had it coming for being born accidentally in China.
Exactly, right?
Shitty kids.
Exactly.
Chinese dead parents.
That's a good one from Aaron. Blue Lives Matter. I'm talking about Smurfs. That's super funny. Oh, so guys, that's going to wrap it up for our stream tonight. We want to encourage people to come back next week when we're clearly going to have a functional fucking stream.
It's working.
It's working again.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a functional stream.
And
so,
it's a 50th of the price.
Yeah, so just come back and enjoy. And we hope that we see you guys next week. Tell everybody about it. Tell everybody about how much fun you're having. And then maybe they'll come too. So, but we're going to let you guys go tonight because we still have some show to record. So
and cookies to eat.
And cookies. Fucking a whole table of snacks to eat. So
all going
to
be
craft
gone.
Table. Is going to be eaten tonight. So thanks, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks, everyone else. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Take care.
Enjoy your evening. Enjoy the Trump.
Enjoy your morning if you're in Australia.
Enjoy the Trump presidency / I don't know. What is it?
Enjoy fucking dystopian nightmare.
It's not a presidency. What's a word I'm thinking of?
Emperorship?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Yeah. Matriarchy might work. Oh, I don't know.
Yeet Comcast.
Fucking Comcast.
Do you want to shut it off on your side? So you
I can. I sure can. Okay. It's going to take a minute, though. So it's going to be a while. I'm going to have to, log in. Bye, guys. We'll see you guys later. Okay. I still have to log into other
I'll
stuff.
Shut it off.
I'll do it. I got it. All right. I'm just going to do it. Just give me a second. We're going to stop streaming. Here we go. Stop streaming.
Zero drop frames.